Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. I asked over 100 people, what is the best money advice that everyone should know? In this episode, I'm sharing the top 15 tips so you can be in the know. Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Welcome, welcome back to the show. I am so excited to have you here for this episode. And I had this idea a couple of months ago. I thought, you know what? I want to ask as many people as I can find what their best money advice is. And so I ended up asking over 100 people on social media, friends, people that I would run into, strangers, which I know is a little weird, but I really wanted to hear their advice. And more than that, I really wanted to understand if the things that everybody thinks you should know about money, are those similar or are they very different? Like, if I asked 100 people, am I going to get 100 different tips? Or am I going to find some similarities in what everybody has said? And of course, as you can imagine, I found a lot of similarities in the advice. And really what surprised me is that after I asked 100 people and I pulled together all of those tips, I was able to really narrow them down into 15. So everybody had some version of these 15 tips. And so my hope with this episode is that it one, inspires you, that maybe you learned something, but two, I think more than anything is that I want you to just walk away understanding that all of us are so much more alike than we are different. And as a society, we like to somehow create this world where we're all so much different. And I think it's just, excuse my language, but it's just bullshit, because no matter what race you are, no matter what gender you are, no matter what your income is or where you live, we all really want the same things in life. We want to be healthy. We want to live a good life. We want to have friends. We want to have family. And we just want to be happy. So I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that all of us want those same things. And so that's what really echoed in all the people I talked to. I talked about people who were in all different economic classes, all different genders, all different races, you name it, because I wanted to really get a good idea of where we all stand. So without further ado, let's dive into these 15 tips, best money advice that everyone thinks you should know. So number one is the idea of saving with specific intentions. So whether it's a trip, or a purchase, whatever it might be, this idea of saving with some intentionality. And I really talk about money this way a lot on the show, is that you need some sort of intention behind your money, because if there isn't any intention, then it doesn't really matter, right? It doesn't matter if you track your money. It doesn't really matter where your money goes, because you're not really trying to do anything other than live your life. But the intention part comes in when you have the goals, you have the stuff you want to do. And I think this is pretty much all of us. We have stuff we want to do and achieve in life. And so if we bring that intentionality to our money, then we really can direct our money in positive ways, right? We can feel more in control. And we also have choices when we spend our money. If my goal is to save for a house, then intentionally I need to spend to help make that be a reality. All right, number two, best money advice is save and invest as much as you possibly can, especially when you're in your 20s, because the compounded interest will allow you to fire, or at least coast fire, much earlier than your peers. So I heard this advice from a lot of different people. This exact phrase is what somebody told me, but everybody talked about this idea of investing really early on, and that they wish that they had learned how to invest, particularly in their 20s. And a lot of people said, hey, even if I didn't really know what I was doing, if somebody would have almost like forcibly told me you have to start investing and showed me a graph of what the numbers could look like if I did, it's pretty hard to argue that point. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of investing. I try to do a lot of episodes on this show to give you lots of different takes on investing. Some are going to work for you, some are not going to work for you. It's really about picking what does and picking what makes sense for whatever period of time you are or stage you are in your life. But it's really hard to ignore the math that investing early on in life, you can invest a lot less and have a lot more than somebody who waits even to their 30s or 40s. But if you're listening and you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s plus, and maybe you haven't started investing, I don't want this to deter you from that, right? Starting right now is better than never. So I want you to just be encouraged to do so. So number three tip was something that I heard. I must have heard this from probably 30 people that I talked to, was just this idea of paying yourself first. And I know you've heard this. You've heard this so many times. And a lot of people are like, okay, but what does that actually mean? What that just practically means is instead of all your money going out to pay your bills and to pay other people, can you siphon off just a small amount of money, even if it's, I don't know, $20 or less, maybe it's a lot more for you, but something every month that you can really stick to. And that goes to your goals, that goes in your savings account, wherever it goes, to whatever is important to you. But it's this idea of paying yourself and then paying all your bills. So it's almost like you're forcing your hand to save money, and not just save money for the sake of saving money, but saving money for all the cool stuff you want to do in your life. Okay, number four tip was the word quote unquote only never belongs in a sentence that contains a dollar amount. There's no such thing as only when it comes to money. I love this one. A lot of people talked about mindset and talked about how just generations will kind of pass down these money sayings, like money is the root of all evil, or money doesn't grow on trees, and how you grow up kind of thinking that, and that's the way you live your life. And until you realize, like, wait a minute, I have a choice to do this life differently, that's when sort of the aha moment happens. So this person who said this really liked the idea that you shouldn't be limited to the amount of money in your bank account. So it shouldn't be like, well, I only have $1,000 or I only have $200. So it's really changing that to think more in an abundance mindset, which I know is hard when you're really struggling and when you're living paycheck to paycheck. It's hard to think anything beyond that. But a lot of people said that the first place that starts is in your mind. And you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, I talk about this often. This is a known fact, psychological fact, that many people have written a lot of reports on. But money success is 80% mindset and 20% know-how. So I want you to just think about that for a minute. 80% just whatever is going on in your head, and 20% the actual knowing what to do. So I don't want you to get so tripped up in the knowing what to do, and I want you to really focus on that piece of what's going on in your head. What's the money story that you're telling yourself? What are some of these things that you're carrying from your childhood that just don't belong there? All right, number seven. Oh no, we're only at number six. I'm jumping ahead too fast. Okay, so number six. No amount is too small to start saving or paying down debt. This one's really good. I heard this from a lot of people, and it's so true. So even if you have $5 or $10 to start saving, or that same amount to start paying down debt, there's no practical reason to wait. I think that what we do is we, especially now with social media, we see all these people who have paid off this huge amount of debt over a specific period of time. And all we're focusing on is that large amount of debt. And we just think there's no way. Looking at my debt, there's just no way I'm going to be able to chip away at it. But you know, that $10 or $20 or $100 or whatever it is for you, consistently over and over and over again, it does start chipping away. And if you go back to number one, the idea of bringing intentionality to your spending and savings, if you combine that with this idea of no amount is too small to start saving or paying off, wow, like you can really change your money situation. It has nothing to do with earning more money necessarily. What it has to do with is just being really intentional with the money you have, making choices. And sometimes it's hard choices, but that's really where I have seen the magic for all types of people really start to happen. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. All right, number 7 was have money conversations with your partner, significant other early in a relationship, and put joint goals down on paper and refer to them often. So, a lot of people talked about this idea of having conversations with your partner and just how important that is, and not just the conversation, but to really create these joint goals. And I will say, after working for 12 years with all types of couples, really, with their money, I found that there was a lot of disagreements because they had just never had the conversation about, well, I want this in life, and well, I want this in life. Well, okay, how do we compromise, or how do we do both of those things? And so it was kind of shocking to me that those conversations just didn't happen. And I know they can be awkward, and I know they can be hard, and I know sometimes it means saying something that you're just not sure how that other person is going to take it. There's also a lot of shame. There's a lot of shame around money. There's a lot of shame around rejection. There's a lot of shame that we feel, and a lot of times it's not even validated. It's just, it's almost like pre-shame. We feel, maybe we were in a relationship with somebody else before we talked about money, or we talked about what we wanted in life, and there was some level of rejection or pushback. And so we bring that shame and fear and anxiety with us in the new relationship. But relationships are just, they're partnerships, right? You're going through life, you're experiencing things together. And part of that, a big part of that is money, is what you're going to do with your money and what kind of life you're going to co-create. And so I would encourage you, if you are listening and you've never done this with your partner or your spouse, I want to give you the courage to just have the conversation. Hey, what do you want life to look like? Like, take money out of the picture for a while and just talk about the life you want to create, and then say, okay, now looking at our money and looking at where we're at, how can we intentionally utilize our money to help us get to these places? And sometimes too, it can be an eye-opener if you're having these conversations with your partner and you're realizing like, wow, we just don't really want to create the same sort of life. Like, what does that mean? And I know it's not really ever fun to have these conversations, but they are super important. So I really want to encourage you to do so. All right, number 8, when you get a raise, increase your 401k contribution instead of your expenses. I heard this from about 10 people who talked about this idea of continuing to increase your 401k or IRA or Roth contributions and keep your expenses exactly where you're at. So don't suddenly think when you get a raise, like, oh, I've got all this extra money to save. Instead, start thinking about, wow, I have all this extra money to start investing. Which goes along with number 9. Number 9 is invest in the stock market smartly. So there's a lot of tips on here about stock market. I heard about stock market from a lot of people, but this idea of investing smartly. And you might be thinking, well, what does that mean? And so I asked the follow-up question to a lot of these people who gave that answer. And for them, it was knowing what you're investing in, finding companies that you like, being diversified, asking for help, finding a money mentor. A couple of people said, you know, find someone who you admire, who has been investing for quite some time, is good at it, and is willing to teach you. So I think that's a really, really great one. All right, number 10. I like this one too. Whenever you make the choice not to spend, i.e. eat at home instead of go out, put the money you would have spent at the restaurant into a savings account instead. I saved up a lot of money by doing this. You can do it every day, even if you have no intention of eating out. You can say, I choose to eat at home instead and put that money into savings. So this way, you can really ramp up your savings. So this is such a great tip because, again, it's like a mindset one, right? So it's telling yourself that rather than going out to eat or maybe whatever area is your biggest spend area, for most of us, it is food, honestly. So if you're looking at your expenses, you're like, ugh, I spend a lot of money on eating out or Uber Eats, just know you are absolutely not alone. You are in the majority. But this idea of like tricking yourself into saving money and then turning it into almost like a challenge for yourself, I think is really fun to do. And I've done this a couple of times myself. I've taught a lot of other people how to do this. I find when I really commit to something like this, I can save a lot of money, like a lot more money than I thought was even possible. So I know there is something in our mindset that goes into these types of challenges for ourselves. So maybe this might be one that you end up borrowing. I think it's definitely a keeper. Number 11. This one's great. I love this one. They're still printing it. I'm not saying spend every last dime, but don't be afraid of your savings. If one thing I've learned through my grief is that my savings for a rainy day was meant for now, this is my rainy day. So the person who gave this tip, she recently lost her mother. It was unexpected. And even though her mother was older, it still was this huge hole left in her life. And she had been through a divorce a few years earlier and really had been working through her relationship with money and thinking about, okay, what is the life she wants to live? And then all of a sudden her mom passed away. And so she really wanted to focus on the idea of living life and that sometimes spending money is not a bad thing. Again, this goes back to what we grow up with. We grow up with whatever that crazy saying is that we should only save our money, save our money. How many of you have heard that from your parents or your grandparents? Just save your money. And you're like, okay, but why and where? And then what am I going to do with it once I've saved it? So I think particularly, this is not stereotyping, but particularly for women, we tend to be more of the savers. Again, this is generality. This is generally speaking, we tend to be more of the savers in life. I don't know if it's that sort of mothering instinct that we have, that we always just want to be prepared. But, and savings not a bad thing. I mean, savings is an amazing gift to have because it gives yourself choices in life, and choices are great. But sometimes I think your savings is maybe like knocking at you and saying, hey, I'm over here. You've been saving me for a really long time. Maybe you could use me now. So think about that, particularly if you're more of the saver type. Think about, is there some sort of balance where maybe you can use some of your savings to enjoy something in life that you really want to do, while still maintaining enough of a balance that it still makes you feel safe? And I think certainly as you go through different seasons in life, this person, like I said, just went through grief. So they were looking at their life differently, looking at their money differently. And we're all going to go through different seasons. And I think different seasons just allow you to make change, allow you to change your mind about something, and without judgment go, okay, maybe now I want to spend some money. I want to pamper myself.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with DeleteMe. That's why I personally choose DeleteMe. DeleteMe is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using DeleteMe and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
So number 12 kind of goes along with number 11. Heard this from a couple of people. Save early, save often, but also don't be afraid to spend on memories. I think that's great, right? It goes along with number 11. If you've been saving a lot of money, maybe you want to take your family on a vacation, or maybe you, I know some people are saving maybe to buy a house for a family member, or saving to start a business, or whatever it might be. Spending money on things that are going to create memories are definitely worth the investment. Sure, you're not going to get an actual monetary return, but the return you're going to get in happiness and feeling good and just experiencing life, I think that is worth, I think that's worth a lot, right? Like those, is it the MasterCard commercials that talk about priceless? Maybe it is. Something like that. I mean, quite ironic, right? That it's a credit card talking about priceless moments. But the idea is, yeah, sometimes you got to put some money on a credit card and have a memory. Yeah, we need a smart money strategy to pay that off. Certainly all of those money rules apply, but we also only have like one go around in this life. So sometimes it calls for doing something maybe that might feel slightly irrational in order to just have an experience. We had Katrina on the show a few weeks ago talking about this idea of taking a career break, and something like that might seem crazy to a lot of people. Like, why would you do that mid-career if you're already making a good income? Maybe you went to school and got a PhD or an MBA or some sort of master's degree. Like, doesn't that seem crazy? Sure, it might seem crazy, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe it isn't that crazy. Maybe the idea of taking a career break is something that is healthy and needed for your own mental health, for your own sanity, to give yourself a little extra juice so you're ready to take on life again. I don't know. That's just my 2 cents. Number 13, divide your mortgage or loan payments in half and pay it twice a month. You'll be amazed at how fast you end up paying off your mortgage. So this is a great practical tip, right? Something very easy to do. You can do this with your credit cards too. Divide the payment up in half, pay it twice a month. And typically you can pay off your loans a lot faster just by doing that one simple trick. Number 14, stop being emotional when choosing what to invest in and once you're invested in it. This is another great investing tip I heard from a lot of people. This idea of detaching yourself from emotion when you're investing and instead really looking at investing from a strategy standpoint as best as humanly possible. Know what you're investing in. And once you've made the investment, don't have, I don't know if you would call them freak out moments, but just know, okay, I chose to invest in this. I'm going to ride it as long as my strategy tells me to ride it, whatever that is for you. If you're a long-term investor or a short-term investor, we're all different investors here. But the idea of just taking emotion out. And by taking it out, then you can think more clearly about what you're investing in. And you can also just feel better with what you've invested in. All right, number 15 tip. We've come to the end of the list. This tip I heard from 30 different people. This exact tip. So I thought, okay, this would be a great way to end this episode. Spend less than you earn. I know it seems simple, but so few do it. That is the magic of money. I think so much of what we get hung up on is that there have to be these like super insider secrets to money. Like how does everyone get good at money? How do they do it? How do they build wealth? It comes back to a lot of these tips I've shared, and this one in particular. It's the idea of just spending less than you earn, being super intentional with the money you have. When you make more money, don't spend more money, maybe a little bit more money, but send that extra money towards investing, towards paying off debt, towards if real estate is your thing or whatever that is, right? Things where there are opportunities to build wealth. I think that's really the secret of money. Somehow we might have to spend a little less than we earn,
maybe we need to earn a little bit more. So maybe we need to be aggressive when we're negotiating our salary, or maybe it's about a side hustle, or maybe it's just earning more in our investments, right? Being more mindful of where our money is going, or maybe it's looking for opportunities in our money. Like, are you paying a fee for whatever bank you have your money at? You shouldn't be. There are way too many banks now that don't take your $5 or $10 a month or whatever that might be. That money, I guarantee you, could go a million other places to help you on your financial journey. So I hope that these 15 tips have just inspired you. Maybe one of them really resonates with you, but I really wanted to share them with you with just this idea that you can create change wherever you're at now. It's not always about making more money, but it's really about being super intentional with what you've got right now. That's the power. That's the magic. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with friends, family members, anyone who you think would really enjoy these tips as well. You can head to the show notes for links to our episode sponsors. And if you haven't done so already, I would love for you to leave a review for the podcast. All the reviews help people continue to find this show and help us continue to keep bringing amazing guests on the show and creating amazing content. As always, I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.